Oh, my name's Fred Haldner. I was not originally with the company when it was formed. My father was. Anyway, Bob Thorsonson started it, and my dad was one of the original stockholders in the company. But I entered a few years later. Bob bought a boat for me, or helped me, and went fishing for him, and sat on it until we sold.
What do you think about the boat being named after him?
I think it's a great idea. Bob made the company. He made, saved the town. I mean, he sure saved us fishermen. I mean, we really gained. Everybody gained from Bob. Bob made money. We all made money with him. That's just the way it was.
My name is Bert Phillips. I'm the captain on the RMT. And it's a 315-foot fish factory vessel, pure processor. It does crab and herring, salmon. It's done codfish in the past. It typically has, we crew with about 150 people for crab season, and currently for the herring season we have about 100 people on board. We primarily operate in western Alaska over the last 19 years or so.
Patrick Wilson, plant manager at Petersburg Fisheries. The RMT will head to Kodiak to process herring. They'll head further west this spring to Togiak area and up to Norton Sound, and they'll come back into Bristol Bay and do salmon, and then the company will send them wherever else they're needed. They typically are up in the Dutch Harbor area in the Pribilofs during the winter doing crab, and then they home base out of Seattle. So this is their spring trip north to do the fishing seasons. They'll head back in the fall and then back up the first of the year.
Was named after Bob Thorstenson to kind of memorialize his achievements in the industry and what he's done for Petersburg and the industry itself here, you know, in the past. And he had, everyone knows he had passed away last summer, and it was just kind of a way to let him and his family know that he's very much so missed and very respected and to kind of memorialize him.